Transcending Expectations, Improving Lives, Lillian Thomas Fox and Beulah Wright Porter on this moment of Indiana history. Although the term club women might conjure a sense of well-dressed ladies drinking tea, the African-American founders of the Women's Improvement Club in Indianapolis were anything but. As educated black women, Lillian Thomas Fox and Beulah Wright Porter had the prerogative to be politically active in progressive causes, such as the temperance movement or settlement house work in the inner cities. But they transcended the limited expectations and unapologetic racism of the day to play pioneering roles and save countless lives. Lillian Thomas was the Indiana representative to the Executive Committee of the National Afro-American Council and an organizing member of the Indianapolis Anti-Lynching League. In 1891, she was the first black person from Indianapolis to take the state civil service examination for clerkship. In 1900, she began contributing to the Indianapolis News, the first column in a white Indianapolis newspaper devoted entirely to the activities of black Hoosiers. She partnered with Beulah Wright Porter to found the Women's Improvement Club in 1903. The sometimes school teacher took up the study of medicine in 1893 to become the first black female physician to open practice in Indianapolis in 1897. Porter returned to education as the principal of Public School 40 in 1905. Having founded the club as a literary society, Fox and Porter adapted its role to that of a forceful advocate for African Americans suffering with TB at a time when health care was separate and unequal. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.